This is Passport to Texas. In the midst of World War II, Texas Game and Fish, the predecessor to Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine, hit the newsstands.
So you can imagine what it would be like to start a magazine at that time. We have a print version of the magazine that's been published continuously since then, and that print version is not going to go away.
Publisher Randy Brudnicki says the 73-year-old publication, with black and white text and visuals, gave way to modern design, writing, and brilliant color photos. What hasn't changed is its mission to inspire Texans to preserve and enjoy the natural wonders of Texas.
We cover most of the concepts that support Texas Parks and Wildlife Department: hunting, fishing, state parks, and other conservation areas, articles about game wardens or biologists, what's happening with endangered species, and just a big wide variety of what happens in the outdoors.
Audiences change, and Parks and Wildlife magazine is keeping pace, beginning with digital issues, which require an internet connection to read, to a new app, which doesn't. Art director Nathan Adams.
Well, it was very important to me that we didn't just take the print version and throw it onto an app. Paper and digital are completely different media. And so when we sat down and said we were going to do an app, it was very important to say, how do people interact with digital media?
Insights on that question tomorrow. Funding provided in part by Ram Trucks. Guts, glory, Ram. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.